RTE Radio 1 News with Brian Jennings. Very good evening to you. The controversy over who pushed whose Dáil voting button from whose seat shows no sign of abating or becoming interesting. The row, which wouldn't even be a thing if there wasn't such a bang of election off the two main parties right now, is being called Votegate, because journalists haven't come up with any fresh ways of naming a scandal since 1972, which is also the era where Micheál Lehane got his styling tips from, who now reports.
This first began to boil up a week ago when it emerged that Fianna Fáil's Niall Collins voted for Timmy Dooley 6 times.
This was a regrettable incident that shouldn't have happened, and it's one that Deputy Collins has paid dearly for.
You mean Deputy Dooley?
Huh?
You're Niall.
No, he's Timmy. I'm Niall. Am I Timmy or am I Niall? Which county man are you?
The manor.
So I'm Niall.
Oh, for God's sake.
You see, this is how we got confused, Micheál. I couldn't tell if I was Timmy or Niall.
That's right.
I think he pressed all the buttons.
All the buttons. Like when you can't get the county final results on Airtel, you just mash the remote.
Yeah, mash it.
And what lessons have been learned?
Well, I lost my front bench position, which means at the party meetings, I've been demoted from hang sandwiches to corned beef.
The story quickly engulfed Lisa Chambers, who claimed she had voted for Dara Cleary in error.
It was a simple mistake. I sat in the wrong seat. And I would remind the listeners that there is a precedent here. It also took the previous Goldilocks 3 goes before she found a seat that was just right.
It soon emerged it wasn't just Micheál Martin's deputies who couldn't keep their hands to themselves.
So, guys, we need to manage this whole cluster shambles to make it look like it's entirely a Fianna Fáil thing.
Yeah.
Their swing gate, maybe. So, hands up anyone who's voted for someone else in the Dáil chamber.
That's
quite a lot of hands there. Charlie Flanagan, have you got 2 hands up?
Well, my other hand is up on behalf of Damien English or someone who can't be here right now.
Oh, God, you really are a bit doddery, Flanners.
We can all understand why someone might vote for Charlie, since he's of an age where it's hard for him to use the Dáil stairs quickly.
Yeah, we should like get a stairlift master fitted with voting buttons for him.
Lol, old people jokes never get old. Hashtag ironic. Anyway, even I've pressed buttons for others. It's easy to get confused. I mean, Murph's been in the Dáil 8 years, and until this week, he thought the button was for ordering one-shot skinny cappuccinos.
Hey, it was a latte.
Soon, other parties rushed to condemn the practice of unlawful proxy voting.
Can't call it, they might call it proxy voting, but we in Sinn Féin call it poxy voting, and we'd like to distance ourselves from the Schlieveen politics.
I might have voted for Pádraig Tobin by accident. On the abortion thing.
On that thing of all things? In his seat of all seats.
I'd urge anyone with information to come forward.
You know, the seats are alphabetical, Jerry, so how could you possibly...
A is very close to T in the alphabet. Even the word alphabet starts with an A and ends in a T, with respect.
Still, at least it's the first time Adams has admitted to wrongly pressing a button on an explosive issue. Now only the smaller left parties are unaffected. Labour leader Brendan Howlin climbed onto the plinth to say this.
I would like to declare myself entirely innocent. I cannot reach my own button, let alone anybody else's.
So why are you even bothering telling us anything?
I wanted to be part of the story, Micheál.
Elsewhere, Breed Coppinger of the fractured left anti-alliance also spoke to me on the plinth.
We and people before Progress consulted our members in 12 meetings, all of which were attended by a quorum of 2 comrades, and we voted to disagree in a consultative process to discuss the matter further outside a disputed time frame conducive to an agreement on core policy to move this beyond critical impasse.
Meanwhile, the Dáil clerk explained the evolution of voting in the Dáil chamber.
Well, in the 70s, everyone just voted by walking through a lobby, which was tight, and the static electricity caused by so many shiny suits rubbing off each other in a narrow, restricted area caused a small fire in the early 80s. And then another day in the Shannon, Donnie Cassidy's wig burst into flames, hopped off his head and ran out the door.
In the 90s, more women were elected, but they couldn't be sent into the narrow voting lobby with male TDs and their busy hands, so e-voting machines were introduced.
There was a bit of a problem during the boom years when Pat Rabbit's fingers were too swollen to press the buttons, so he had the buttons enlarged and protruding, but not so protruding that some TDs would get aroused during late sittings. That was around the time we dropped plans to have the buttons vibrate when pressed.
Technical staff at Dáil Éireann are now testing new innovations to identify those voting.
Yeah, during the Halloween break, we'll be testing arse recognition technology. It runs an electronic pulse through the rear end of whoever's sitting in the seat and matches it to a database of lenses Spencer House backsides. There also be gobshite recognition software.
And there we leave this exhausting week in which the world imploded while the doll investigated sticky fingers. Votegate is like a panto at the Gaiety. Micheál Lehan at the Gate Gates of Leinster House Gates. RT News.
So, Prime Minister, you're not going to sign the letter asking for a Brexit extension.
No, I have a genius idea. If I don't sign it, it's like I didn't even send it.
I don't think that's how it works.
By thumpering droodles, I'm like Coyus, the Titan god of intellect.
Sir?
Not signing it, it's like crossing your fingers behind your back during your wedding vows. Boom! It's like it never happened. And so your eyes and hands can wander like Spartans conquering ties under the linen.
Oh, Prime Minister, you're distracted.
Yes. So send the letter, unsigned, but don't type it up. Just photocopy it and pour some tea on it to make it look old. Well,
I really don't think that's going to make
it... Well, while you're at it, photocopy a letter to all my love children, all unspecified number of them. Dear, whatever your name is, here's some cash. Please continue. Do not talk to the press. Your daddy, unsigned Prime Minister. Ha! Don't let any of my DNA on it. Nobody could ever prove it's from me. Wham, bam, I don't know your ma'am. Huzzah! Order!
Mr. Speaker, it's frankly insulting that the Prime Minister expects a 900-page bill to be debated in just 2 days. It can't be done.
Of course it can, my right honourable friend. I wrote that Churchill book in about 2 days and never even read it. It's imperative we rush this monumentally important bill through so nobody has time to see what a load of rodgering nincompoopery it actually is.
Workers' rights have been removed.
I solemnly promise to protect workers' rights.
So why have you crossed your fingers then?
Damn it, I thought that was behind my back.
And what about the border checks between Northern Ireland and Britain?
Whether it's customs or child support for any number of illegitimate offspring, my answer is the same, Mr. Speaker. No checks! Yeah! Right, hurtling towards an election, let's brainstorm a few natty campaign ideas.
How about a straightforward, honest explanation of what Brexit will actually mean for the average person?
Right. Yes. However, I would prefer to write something in big letters on the side of a bus.
Oh, no.
Come on, it worked well the last time. How about Vote Boris, the PM who slides into your DMs?
Oh, dear. Well, I don't
Okay, Jeremy Corbyn was in the IRA.
That's just a libel.
Brumpering skipples. Nobody facts checks these things these days. Real life is like Facebook now. Wait, I've got the perfect slogan.
Yes?
Boris and Brexit, a date with destiny.
Well, that's not actually all that bad.
Which reminds me, I do have a date with destiny.
Oh.
At least I think that's her name. She's the redhead who dances at Spearmint Rhino.
Oh, dear.
Do you know her? Very nice lady. Dash of Russian.
Russian Prime Minister.
What could go wrong? Quavers.
Irish Water would like to advise that boil notices remain for 600,000 homes in the Dublin area and in some of the less important counties nearby. You can find out if we're working urgently to restore your home supply by checking the value of your home or by measuring the distance to the Taoiseach's apartment. For updates, affected households should listen to Irish Water or the Taoiseach, who has commented on water restrictions for the first time, even though there have been dozens of boil notices up and down the country for years. Not least in Galway, where they haven't had fresh water since 1974, and Roscommon, where boil notices are so frequent they've actually named a large town after one. Irish Water is making every effort to restore a clean supply and can assure you they won't mention that this is the inevitable consequence of abolishing water charges. It's currently investigating contamination in the Leakslip Reservoir and is in no way walking around with one hand in its pocket whistling Alanis Morissette's Isn't It Ironic. The Environmental Protection Agency advises that boil water means put the kettle on and not tear down to the supermarket and clear the shelves of every piece of single-use plastic in sight. The EPA does, however, acknowledge that in times of environmental catastrophe, such as Dublin people not having clean water in which to wash their pak choi, principles are abandoned as quickly as Irish Water poured millions of euros down the drain, paying monstrous salaries, consultants, golden handshakes, and lest we forget, Dennis O'Brien companies for installing meters. meters. Customers affected are further advised not to attempt to tamper with their water meters if they haven't already cobble-locked over them while extending their driveways. We also request that you don't Google Phil Hogan's role in this whole sorry shambles, because he's an Irish Brexit hero now. Irish Water, still working to provide clean water in Dublin. And beyond that, we really couldn't care less.
Now, we've a spooky Halloween edition of our newspaper panel,
yes,
made up entirely of the undead. Oh. That is, people who most of you thought had probably passed away by now.
Yes.
Terry Prone, hale and hearty.
I'm in constant pain.
Vincent Brown.
Yeah.
And George Hook, still going strong in spite of all.
Yes, raging against the dying of the light.
Just as well the clocks go back this weekend.
Another hour again, huh?
Now, a great deal in the papers about whether James Joyce's remains should be repatriated. Terry,
yes,
you live in a Martello Tower. Is there anything to be said for this plan?
The tower can be very damp, Mary, in a dark place.
Right.
As cold as the grave, but Joyce's grave is in Zurich.
The city in Switzerland, not the insurance one.
Yes, and Swiss graves have a certain cachet.
Right.
To be downgraded to a grave on the north side, it's hard to spin that.
Or spin in it, it has to be said.
Vincent Brown, should we exhume Joyce? I was exhumed once at an RTÉ Christmas party, and I have to say, it wasn't pleasant.
Yeah, but I mean, the idea of rehousing him in Glasnevin,
right,
with 10,000 people homeless in this country,
yeah,
when this fella already has a comfortable plot of land in Switzerland, which is a tax haven.
George Hook, you go bump in the night.
Because at my age, the average man's prostate is the size of a cart horse.
Go on.
I myself was embalmed in error after a particularly violent attack of gout. I initially thought it was a treatment for erectile dysfunction.
Right.
And I have to say, after the embalming, I was as hard as a rock.
Moving on, are we really saying that James Joyce wouldn't be welcomed back at his hometown?
Well, I don't think we'd be lining the streets to welcome him home, Marion. I can't stand up for longer than 20 seconds.
I could when I was embalmed. Ingrid was delighted.
Right, now just time for some lyrics for the Rocky Horror Show tickets. It's just a jump to the left. And then a step to the right.
There goes my knee.
Let's do the time warp again.
High five, spin team. They lapped off my Totemo state apology.
Of course they did, Tish. You're such a pro at it at this stage, man.
You guys just always know what to say.
It's all down to our S-O-R-R-Y strategy. It may be our crowning achievement in political spin.
What does it stand for again?
It's the five pillars of regret-based political exoneration without taking any blame.
Yes.
S is for sorrow.
You apologize wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and look almost human-like while doing so. Count Corla, I want to say sorry to the women and their loved ones for the litany of failures. Classic Leo.
Oh, outrage.
You express outrage at other people's actions, not your own.
Well, how could I have been to blame? I spent most of my time as health minister in the gym looking after my own health.
Yes.
And every time there was a cock-up saying, it was like that when I got here.
Or regret.
More apologising, but this time with a nice amount of distance between you and those at fault.
We need a better culture in our health service. Blah, 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 snore.
Or remonstrate.
You openly pass the buck elsewhere.
Like we are totes sorry for other people's failures.
Mm.
But they all like totally get to retire on full pension and board seats for everyone, so no one ever complains.
And finally, Y is for yearn.
Oh?
You yearn for a time when the health system will be fixed again by other people somehow in the distant future.
I totes yearn for that.
Yes.
I just won't do anything to make it happen.
That's the S-O-R-R-Y strategy.
And this guff works marks for every scandal Fine Gael has presided over.
Yep.
Even the Hep C scandal in the 90s.
We never said sorry for that.
We just wrote a check for $1.5 billion instead.
Still,
no.
The state apology is like the ultimate get-out-of-jail-free card. Amazeballs.
Well, no one involved in a state scandal goes to jail.
Metaphor, dude.
Oh, right.
I never know why people say sorry is the hardest word.
Mm.
I love saying sorry.
Yeah.
No responsibility, no accountability.
Nope.
You actually get praise for saying sorry for the scandal more than you get criticised for letting it happen in the first place.
I know.
Like, what the actual?
Yes.
Hey, maybe our election campaign should just be a series of trembling bottom lip apologies.
Great idea.
Housing, water, the public services card.
Yeah.
We might even be able to make Regina Doherty look lovable.
Well.
True. Who am I kidding? I mean, it only took Fine Gael a few months to turn Maria Walsh from a delightful Rose of Tralee into a heartless MEP. Lol.
And she's such a natural.
Anyway, apology slogans for the next election. Let's brainstorm.
Let's keep the apologies going.
A lot of sorrow done, more sorrow to do.
Superb. Now, if we can just get Brexit done and dusted so I can plan my next clubbing city break and enjoy the Cher concert next week. We've made sure all the copies of the letters I posted, emailed and faxed her have been shredded, right?
Completely
yep.
gone, Tish.
Yep.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. I also think I should release a novelty song for the election.
What?
Do you believe in life after Brexit?
Oh.
Hello.
Tish.
I came up with that myself.
It's not very good, though.
Oh.
Is it?
Sorry.
Very good.
Very good.
Excellent.
I didn't even mean it when I said it that time.
No, yeah, Tish, don't say that. Don't say that.
Oh, all right. Okay.
The Ray Darcy Show. In the afternoon, but as grumpy as 6 o'clock in the morning.
Welcome back. Just reading about 110,000 applications for tickets for the Thai show. Hard to believe, isn't it? I don't know. Not an awful lot to presenting that. Turn up, wear a jumper, patronise the children. I can patronise. I can do that. Anyway, welcome back to the show, the radio show, the telly one, that's been cancelled.
No, you weren't cancelled, Ray, just paused.
Same thing.
Oh.
Anyway, in a booking made before he was announced as my replacement, here's Tommy Tiernan.
Yes. Hello, Ray.
Yeah. Would you jump in my grave as fast?
What?
Anyway, Tommy, it says here you want to talk about a new film you're in, Dark Lies the Island. It's not very funny, Tommy, is it?
Well, it's not supposed to be funny, Ray. Not.
Well, you're not funny in it, for a comedian. Funny that.
What? Yeah. Well, no, but I am funny when I shout, Travellers and dancing! What the hell is that about?
Yeah. Well, I'll be watching your show anyway. Nothing else to do on Saturdays. You have 10 to do from January.
Yeah.
The worst time for booking guests. So I suppose...
What?
I'll probably be on it as a guest by week 3 when you run out.
Well, I don't think that's...
Because that's the thing about it, isn't it?
What is?
That they don't tell you in advance who's going to be on.
Well, that way it's a surprise.
A bit like the way they didn't tell me in advance that I wasn't going to be on. So I could be a guest.
You've gone mad, Ray.
And who else will be available? There'll be me.
No.
Four of the five women who RT are currently screen testing to take over after they've cancelled you.
Masturbation.
Then you can have all the people who've had their shows paused, but just weren't put back on ever again.
Yes.
Craig Doyle.
Oh.
Brendan O'Connor. Remember him?
No.
Miriam?
No.
You're one who used to be on the afternoon show with Blondet.
I don't know who any of these people are, but as long as the audience knows who the guests are, it'll be a laugh.
So anyway, Tommy, you've turned your back in the old comedy, have you?
Ray, you always know how to take a smile off the face. God, I don't feel well.
Remember when you were funny? Do you remember that, Tommy? Father Ted.
What?
The depressed priest.
They were the glory days.
It's all over now.
Is it over?
Let's play out with a song. Here's Radiohead.
Oh,
Someone Else's Misery. That's great, Tommy. Keep it going. Time for me to run home with my backpack full of porridge and an unusual spring in my step.
Saturday night Z-listers, what have I done?
Welcome to my world.
The Ray Darcy Show. As grim as Nooked, read in a Donegal dialect.
Previously on the West Wing of the Department of Health.
Minister! Minister, where are you?
He's hiding under the trolley again.
No, I'm not. That's a lie. Come out of here, Minister. Are you hiding from the parents' equality protest outside in a trolley with a bed sheet over it? It's not a trolley. It's my strategy fort. I mean, area.
Just come out of there now, will you?
Okay.
Look, I wasn't hiding from the protest under a trolley. I was thinking about the protest under a trolley. Totally different. Oh. Anyway, what do you want?
Minister, it's a disaster.
Another one? Add it to the list. We have a waiting list of scandals as well as a scandal of waiting lists.
Simon, this is serious.
But the Taoiseach did a state apology. That means it's all over now, doesn't it?
No, not that disaster. This disaster. The children's hospital.
Oh, God, not that one.
The procurement chief for the project.
Procurement? I think I know what that means. He buys things, right? Buys things?
Yes, right. And...
And they said I was underqualified for this job.
Look, he's resigned, Minister.
Good. That'll save some money and balance our books. How much is he paid?
What?
10 million? 100 million? I don't understand numbers.
Well, this time last year, the overspend was going to be 1.7 billion.
Yes?
Well, what if he's resigned because the cost is even more? What if it's 2 billion?
Oh, my God, that's like nine zeros, is it?
Yes.
Hang on, I have an idea.
Yes. What? Yes. What is it?
What if we just ignore the last three zeros and just say 2 million?
What?
Press release that and everything is solved. I'm a medical genius.
Oh, wake up, man. You can't just ignore reality.
Well, I've ignored cuts to mental health services, the destruction of frontline services, record numbers of people on trolleys, and embarrassing waiting lists for essential operations.
That's true.
So I can ignore a few zeros, no problem.
Oh, God. I mean, really, Minister, you're going to have to start taking this seriously.
Do I?
Yes, this is just not going to go away.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Look over there.
What? What's happened? What?
Oh, Minister, where are you?
He's gone back under the trolley again.
Minister, come out of there.
I'm the youngest Minister for Health in Europe. You can't make me.
Minister, come out. This is most unseemly.
I'm not coming out until Leo calls an election.
Never mind. Just leave him be.
I suppose. It's not like he was doing anything useful anyway.
No.
Ha ha! I got away with it again. I think I'm important. Do I sound important? I'm important.
God.
Melania, it's amazing we've had time to sit down for dinner again. This could be a recurring thing.
Like a yeast infection.
Except it's in our prenup, so you gotta do it.
That's why I fired my lawyer.
I had the Air Force fly in the best taco bowls all the way from Trump Tower Grill.
I don't know which is more disgusting, the weird color fatty meat or the taco bowl it's eating.
Business is tremendous at the moment. Turkey love me right now. I've got two towers there. Imagine that, two towers, just like my favorite movie, 9/11.
That wasn't a movie.
Yes, it was. I was in it. I played a guy, a real jerk, who calls a news station to gloat that he now has the biggest tower in New York. Great movie.
Oh, you're such a turkey.
Yeah, turkey loved me. All they wanted for letting me completely ignore their employment and planning regulations was a bit of Siri Ah, which is the country where the magical talking phone lady comes from. Hey, Siri, are you from Syria?
Syria is a country currently being ripped apart by Turkey after America retreated.
You caused hundreds of Kurdish deaths against all advice.
Yeah, but I had some other advice.
Someone told you it was a good idea? Let me guess.
Putin.
Putin?
Anyway, it's all fixed now. I did a tremendous deal.
Ugh.
Sanctions against Turkey are lifted and Russia's there to watch over it all. Great deal for everyone.
Including dead people?
Especially those. They've nothing to worry about. They're not facing impeachment.
Oy.
Those Democrats who are insisting on upholding the country's
Constitution.
Are lynching me.
Like, that's a bit insensitive.
What are you talking about? I'm the least racist person you ever met. Seriously, I hugged Kanye, or at least I think it was Kanye. Denzel or Will Smith, maybe. I can't tell.
Oh.
The impeachment is not going to happen. We just need it to end, bigly.
Only place it ends is with you going to the big house.
Back to the big house, Trump Tower, where these delicious taco bowls came from. But you haven't even touched yours.
Why don't you have both? They make your arteries great again.
Ah, you're the best third. No, fourth. No, third wife. Ever, baby.
Ugh.
Colored kids!
Yeah.
It tastes like poverty.
Lol, Murphs.
Tastes like bloody homeless juice.
Sorry, like what?
Homeless juice.
Can you say that?
What? Homeless juice?
Homeless juice?
Wait, what's happening? Leo!
It's showtime, baby.
Where's the popcorn? Why am I wearing a supermarket uniform?
Wake up. It's time to get out of your hotel.
But why am I in a
hotel?
Wow, this room is like -3 stars.
Yeah.
Why does my room overlook the M50? OMG.
Yeah.
I'm not. Am I? Am I?
Homeless. Oh, yeah.
No way, man!
When you said homeless juice 3 times, you summoned me fart.
Now you'll see life at our homeless emergency accommodation.
A Beetlejuice Christmas Carol mashup. Whatever, dude. You won't teach me anything. I'm just going to chill here.
Ah, but you have to check out every morning.
Well, I'll leave my stuff here and then hit the gym and come back
no,
later.
No, no, no. You'll have to find another room elsewhere.
So I'll just go online and see what hotel I've been allocated.
What? You have to phone hotels all day and see who might have a room.
Gross.
But you'll have to do it on your break. What? Your checkout shift starts in half an hour. Here comes your bus.
What's a bus? Let's do this. Hi, is this Landville View B&B? I'm looking for a room tonight. What do you mean, how many kidneys do I have? Yes, I want to keep both of them. Hello? Hello? Unbelievable.
I'm the ghost with the most, baby.
Why is this happening?
Tax breaks worth millions and billions to the cuckoo and the vulture funds who then set the price of rent.
No.
Which we didn't bother controlling. Just for the fun of it.
I was so blind. I was having the lols in all the best restaurants. And now I have to wash the dishes in one because I need two jobs.
But I'm good to the poor. I always leave a bit of gubbin on the plate for the washer-uppers.
You sold out the country, Noonan.
What?
Well, I'll teach you for leaving the poor people to survive on the helpings of homeless juice.
Don't say my...
Homeless juice.
Don't you dare.
Homeless juice.
Murphs, wake up. What's wrong with you, man?
Tish. What day is this?
What?
Halloween hasn't happened yet?
No, why?
Oh, joy. I've realized the error of our ways, man. We need to make some big changes.
Oh, God, Murphs, you're not developing a social conscience, are you? Because electability-wise, that's like kicking an old lady or coming out as traveler.
No, man. We need to go into opposition pronto. It's the only way I can escape from the horror of the homeless crisis.
Start complaining about the crisis rather than having to actually fix it.
Exactly.
Sorry, Murphs. I'm so popular, we're bound to sweep back into power.
Oh, no.
Chill out and finish the rest of your homeless juice.
Sorry, what did you say?
You know, the homeless juice there.
Oh, man, don't say it a third.
What? Homeless juice?
Oh, no.
Millions
and millions.
Hello, is this the Suicide Hotel and Chip Van? I need a room.
Please.
Oh, God. Why didn't someone just build houses?
Wasn't
my fault anyway. It was all Fina Falls doing.